We don't no longer supply MG, but I still unfortunately have some shares which have lost significant value in the last 24 hours. We supplied Murray Goulburn for 14 years and left just over a year ago. I was very concerned that the company was following a strategy which wasn't following along traditional co-op lines, and the partial flotation was of grave concern to me, and those concerns, I believe, may have come home to roost today.
Is that something that you think other farmers in the southeast had concerns over initially when the company was floated a year ago?
I'm not sure how many people would have voted in favour of the flotation proceeding. I chose to leave because I had those concerns, so you'll have to ask them what concerns. But of the farmers that voted, 92% voted in favour of that, which was part of the whole strategy. So the board has allowed the strategy to proceed, so there must be some doubt cast on their competence to actually ensure the governance of the and strategy that the board, that the executive was pursuing, was a correct one.
So as somebody who's a shareholder, no longer a supplier, how much do you think of Murray Goulburn's sliding share price and the cuts to the milk price, generally speaking, is down to poor management of the company?
Well, the board has axed the MD and also the CFO, Gary Helou and Brad Hingle, respectively. So you would imagine now that the board lays the entire portion of the blame at that part of the executive. However, ultimately, the buck should stop with the board. It is their job to ensure that the executive follows the strategy that they have put in place. And in this situation, it would appear that the strategy has dramatically gone awry, and that reporting apparently came as a surprise. A board that was acting in accordance to, we'll call it, proper governance, it would beg a belief, if they were doing their job properly, that this would have been allowed to happen. Ultimately, the share market, which is also has an interest in Murray Goulburn, has dramatically voted in that with that regard, because of the dramatic fall in the share price. So they must be echoing my concerns.
Talking of that share price, it continues to drop over the last 48 hours. I imagine that you're considering selling?
It's probably, as long as we don't know whether the company is going to completely collapse. We certainly hope not. If you knew today that it was going to collapse tomorrow, yes, you'd take what you could get for them today. But we would hope that perhaps some new direction and strategy from the executive or new executive and a board may be able to arrest that decline. The one thing we probably do need right now is the markets to turn, and there's certainly no indication that they're likely to turn in the short term. Ultimately, dairy markets and commodity markets in general are cyclical, so what goes down will go up. The best cure for low prices is often low prices, and that would appear to be where we're at the moment. So at some point in time, but it's a worldwide thing, this is not a problem that's unique to Australia. The big cause of the problem of the low commodity markets is quotas coming off in Europe and the dramatic rise in production, particularly of countries like Ireland.